Vanjska duga. Rock and roll magazin Žikice Simića.
Želimo ime Žikica Simića, ova emisija Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Na početku večerašnje emisije čuli smo Jeffa Tweedija sa njegovog novog albuma Love is the King, čuli smo pesmu Gwendoline. Jeff Tweedy u skladu sa ovim novim pandemijskim pravilima snimio ploču u kućnim uslovima zajedno sa svojim sinovima Spencerom i Samijem i na taj način je nekako uspeo da prevaziđe ove okolnosti u kojima se ceo svet nalazi u ovom trenutku. Čuli smo njegovu pesmu Gwendoline, a Jeff Tweedy je verovatno jedan od najcenjenijih rokera u ovom trenutku, lider sastava Wilco. Emisiju ćemo nastaviti uz grupu Fleet Foxes, takođe jedan veliki band iz Sjetla koji predvodi čovek koji se zove Robin Pecknold. Oni imaju novi album čije ime Shore. Sa tog njihovog novog albuma čućemo pesmu Maestranca. Maestranca je italijansko-španska reč koja označava nešto što bismo mogli da na srpskom kažemo, nazovemo kao arsenal, a takođe u Sevilji postoji veliki trg koji se zove Maestranca, tako da nismo u ovom trenutku sigurni na što je mislio Robin Pecknold kada je dao takav naziv svojoj pesmi. Ali u svakom slučaju čućemo tu pesmu, odlična pesma sa albuma Shore, i odmah potom slušamo i Kurta Vajla koja je takođe u ovim okolnostima karakterističnim za pandemiju snimio u kućnim uslovima album, mini album Speed Sound Lonely KV, sa koga ćemo čuti njegovu originalnu pesmu Dandelions. To je ono što sledi, ovo su Fleet Foxes, pesma je Maestranca.
Duga. Thank you.
any which way you want to go with them. I like the feeling of being sentimental and also a little mental. Over that. When I look back at my dandelion form of three girls, dandelions form of three girls. Sure, I like trying, coming up with something a little extracurricular. But a lot of the time it's the simple things in life that do, they really do. They can blow on. Three babies.
bio Kurt Weill sa njegovog EP-a Speed Sound Lonely KV, čuli smo pesmu Dandelions, to je njegova originalna pesma, na ovom mini LP-u se nalaze i nekoliko zanimljivih obrada, jednu od njih ćemo čuti u daljem toku emisije. Pre Kurta Weilla čuli smo i sastav Fleet Foxes sa njihovog novog albuma, pesmu Maestranca. Ovo vreme pandemijsko je sve rock muzičare stavilo u neobičnu situaciju da se snalaze i da nekako snimaju svoje ploče. Tako su radili članovi sastava Yola Tango. Oni su snimili jedan EP takođe pod imenom Sleepless Night, na kojem se nalazi nekoliko zanimljivih obrada poznatih pesama iz istorije rock muzike. Jednu od njih ćemo sada čuti u ovom večerašnjem izdanju emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Radi se o pesmi Roll On Babe, čiji je autor Derol Adams, jedan zanimljiv lik iz prošlosti rock muzike, jedan trubadur koji je svoju karijeru sprovodio na ulicama Evrope, svirajući na mnogim ćoškovima, mada potiče iz Sjedinjenih Država, ali se nekako odlučio da svoj život provede u Evropi i postoje ono pravi ulični evropski trubadur. Čućemo pesmu Roll On Babe, prvo izvođenje u sastava Yola Tango sa tog njihovog albuma Sleepless Night, a odmah potom slušamo i Derol Adamsa u istoj toj numeri sa njegove ploče Portland Town. Ovo su Yola Tango.
Roll on, babe, don't you roll so slow, when the wheel don't turn, you don't roll on no more. I dreamt last night, although the love was dead, saw the apron strings all around her head. Roll on, babe, don't you roll so slow, when the wheel don't turn, you don't roll.
This is called one of those filthy McNasty's five-string banjos, 1905. And I'm telling you, the rascals They just steal your heart, cats.
Neonska duga.
And they really do. That's true. That's really true. They're sort of some kind of hypnotic. If you ever want to go to sleep, just start learning how to play a five-string banjo. And you won't go to sleep, but everybody else will. You know? You know what I mean? Anyway, that's a five-string. And here's a song. It's called Roll On, Babe. And it's sort of mine, and it's sort of somebody else's. I don't know whose. But anyway, a little bit of it is mine. And like, anyway, like, yeah, devils, just listen to it, you know. Here we go. That I doubled the verses up. Well, I was trying to make each one sound better than the other one, you know. And like, maybe I didn't make it, but I tried. And that's the most important thing you can do, just keep it trying. Drink lots of beer and whiskey too. Well, I got hooked. What you gonna do? Hey, roll on, babe. Don't you roll so slow. When them wheels don't turn, yeah, you roll, Okay, one more time with the banjo, and then I'll stop this one.
bio je The Roll Adams sa njegovom albuma Portland Town, čuli smo pesmu Roll on Babe koju smo pre toga čuli u izvođenju sastava Yola Tango sa njihove aktuelne mini ploče Sleepless Night, njihovu verziju te numere. Inače Yola Tango je on najboljih takozvanih cover sastava, da nisu pravili svoje pesme, verovatno bi bili i najbolji cover sastav ikada. Oni se ne libe da sviraju pesme drugih autora i rade to zaista na jedan izuzetno nadahnut način. Inače, pesma Roll on Baby je bila jako zanimljiva za mnoge rock muzičare, mnogi su ovu numeru imali na svom repertoaru, tako da ćemo u sledećem segmentu čuti numeru Roll on Baby u još dva izvođenja. Čućemo britanskog rock muzičara Ronnie Lane-a. Ronnie Lane inače bio član sastava Faces i Small Faces. Sa njegovog solo albuma Anymore for Anymore čućemo kako je on izvodio ovu pesmu. Odmah potom slušamo i kalifornijski band Vetiver koji pripada onoj takozvanoj folk rock žanru. Čućemo sa njihovog albuma Thing of the Past, jedan od najboljih cover ploča ikad snimljenih. Čućemo njihovu verziju pesme Roll on Babe, čiji je autor The Roll Adams, čovek koji je bio pravi trubadur na ulicama Evrope, stvarao svoju muziku i tu je izvodio za slučajne prolaznike. Evo kako njegova poznata pesma Roll on Babe zvuči u izvođenju Ronnie Lane-a.
Heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
Roll on, babe, don't you roll so slow when the wheel don't turn. last night. Oh Lord, I was dead. Saw the acorns tree. All around her head. Hold on, babe. Don't you go so slow. When the wheel don't turn, you won't roll.
Eko. Box, super brzi optički internet, 12 meseci po 1 dinar. Zato što je mnogo važno preći na sledeći nivo. Zato što jedva čekamo da odgledamo sve epizode. Zato što znamo koliko je važno da veza uvek bude stabilna. Zato, super brzi optički internet. Svi Box paketi, 12 meseci po 1 dinar. Vredi, a štedi. MTS. Tvoj svet.
Filmski festival Slobodna zona. Šuma. Zaustavimo pohlepu koja jede naše drveće. Razlog zbog koga skačem je fascinantan prozor u svet osoba sa autizmom. Nikad, retko, ponekad, uvek. Toni Morrison, Delovi mene.
I love Toni Morrison because she's not afraid to be black.
Gagarin, kosmos, bunt i prva ljubav u getu. Od 5. do 10. novembra u bioskopima i online.
RTS Planeta. Bilo kada, bilo gde. Pratite 11 TV, 8 radio kanala RTS-a, oko 25.000 naslova svih žanrova, a u regionu uživajte uz bogat filmski repertoar iz našeg bioskopa sa više stotina domaćih, stranih filmova i TV drama. Od sada van teritorije Srbije u ponudi su dva nova paketa. Nedeljni paket 1,50 evra. Polumesečni paket 2,50 evra. Standardni paketi i dalje su dostupni. Mesečna pretplata 4,99 evra. Pola godine, jedan mesec gratis, 24,95 evra. Godišnja pretplata, dva meseca gratis za samo 49,90 evra. Van Srbije besplatno možete pratiti RTS Svet, programe Radio Beograda, priče i zavičaja Moj grad i druge atraktivne sadržaje. RTS Planeta, mesto koje nas spaja. Eko.
Čuli smo sastav Vetiver, folk rock grupu iz Kalifornije, u njihovoj verziji pesme Roll On Babe, koju je napisao Derol Adams, čijoj smo pesmi Roll On Babe posvetili prethodne minute ove emisije. Pre toga smo čuli i Ronnie Lane, koji je također na svom repertuaru imao ovu numeru izveo na albumu Anymore for Anymore. To je njegov prvi solo album posle rada sa grupom Faces. Inače, aktivnosti Derol Adamsa su bile veoma inspirativne za folk muzičare tog vremena, tako da su dvojica, možda i najpoznatijih folk muzičara iz tog vremena, britanskih folk muzičara, posvetili i po dve pesme za Derol Adamsa, pa ćemo mi sada u nastavku emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2 da čujemo te numere. Čućemo Donovana kako izvodi pesmu Epistle to Derol sa albuma Gift to a Flower from a Garden i odmah potom slušamo i Ralpha McTella, koga svi znamo po njegovoj legendarnoj pesmi London Street, tu numeri A Father Fell, koji on takođe posvetio Derolu Adamsu, o kojem smo govorili u ovom dosadašnjem toku emisije Neonska duga. Ovo je Donovan, pesma se zove Epistola za Derola.
Come all ye starry starfish living in the deep blue sea, crawl to me, I have a proposition to make thee. Would you walk the North Sea floor to Belgium from England? Bring me word of a bond man with a tattoo on his hand. The spokesman of the starfish spoke as spokesman should. If in you met our feet, then certainly we would. Should you cast a looking glass upon the scalloped sand, you'll have word of this banjo man with a tattoo on his hand. Oh, come ye starry starfish, I know your ways are caved. Maybe it's because you're astrologically shaped. Converse with the herring shows, as I know you can. Bring me word of the banjo man with the tattoo on his hand. The eldest of the starfish spoke after a sigh. Youthful as you are, young man, you have a wisdom high. Surely you must know a looking glass is made from sand. These young fish are fooling you about your banjo man. Oh, come then, aged starfish, redden me no more. For news I am weary, and my heart is sore. All on the silent seashore, help me if you can. Tell to me if you know of my banjo man. Now through the seven oceans I am a star most famed. Many leggies have I lost, many have I gained. Strange to say, quite recently I've been to Flemish land. And if you were courteous, I'll tell you all I can. Oh, you have my full attention, I answered him with glee. His brother stars were twinkling in the sky above the sea. There I sat, there with rapt attention on the sand, very anxious for to hear of the banjo man. I have seen this tattooed hand through a ship porthole, steaming on the watery main through the waves of cold. Heard his tinkling banjo and his voice so grand, but you must come to Belgium to shake the tattooed hand. Oh, gladly would I come, gladly would I go, had I not my work to do and my face to show. But I rejoice to hear he's well, but I must go inland. Thank you for the words you brought of my banjo man. I walked along the evening sand as charcoal clouds did shift, revealing the moon shining on the pebble drift, contemplating every other word the starfish said. Whistling winds, they filled my dreams in my dreaming bed.
Brussels. Eddie had a girlfriend there. They fell into each other's arms, so I had plenty of time to spare. In the welcome bar, they all spoke French, but sometimes strange things happen. I picked up a couple of words or three, and two of them were music to me. The name of Daryl Adams. I took him down to the bar next day. He sipped scotch and coke, and I hung on to every word, and he stopped shaking and joked. And some folks drink, they get so stoned, they end up falling over. The opposite seems to happen to me. An hour ago I was stumbling, see. Me and my tongue just couldn't agree. Now I drink till I get sober. Took our instruments to town. I was trying too hard to impress. I had to learn to play it soft. I must have been okay, I guess. Little birdie, that was what we sang. I was 21 with a big guitar. Flown the nest but left the door ajar. Picking out tunes in a Belgian bar with a tattooed banjo.
Neonska duga. Rock and roll magazine.
And a birdie, little birdie, must have been a dove. If he had hate written on his left hand, his picking hand was love. When I got back to Paris, it was early in 66. I'd locked that evening in my mind, though I doubt if he did in his. A few francs and a handshake, sweet as a soft shoe shuffle. A little bird's feather fell at night across the street from the neon light, silently and out of sight, under a winter moon so bright. Cracked the frosty pavement right in the cobblestone heart of Brussels. Little birdie, must have been a dove. Hate was written on his left hand. Picking hand was love, sweet love. gatherings, a decision made, whilst heads still rule our hearts. And moving on means something else than having to depart. A feather fell to the pavement, I was lucky to watch it down. And it fell with a whisper, not a shout. There wasn't anybody else about, but someone saw a star go out over Portland town.
Ralph McTell, pre toga smo čuli i Donovana u dve pesme koje su oni posvetili Derolu Adamsu, o kojem smo govorili u dosadašnjem toku emisije. Radi se znači o jednom američkom folk trubaduru koji je svoju karijeru gradio na evropskim ulicama i naročito je bio aktivan na ulicama Brisela. A emisiju ćemo nastaviti uz nešto što je novo i aktuelno. Greg Copeland, takođe je jedan trubadur koji tu i tamo s vremena na vreme snimi po neku ploču, se nedavno oglasio novim albumom koji se zove The Tango Bar. Greg Copeland je svoju karijeru započeo pre mnogo godina. Njegova jedna pesma se nalazi na prvom solo albumu koje je pevačica Nico snimila, a kasnije tu i tamo, rekao, snimio po neku ploču. Ova nova je jako zanimljiva. Prvo ćemo čuti pesmu For Lou Reed, tako se zove ta numera Grega Copelanda. Njegova veza sa grupom Velvet Underground, Lou Reedom i Nico je očigledna. A odmah potom slušamo i numeru Better Now, koja se takođe nalazi na ovom albumu, u kojoj se kao specijalna gošća pojavljuje nešvedska pevačica Caitlin Canty, koja je to sjajno otpevala. Greg Copeland odlično iskomponovao. On je inače veoma talentovan i, rekao bih, društveno i politički angažovan autor. Tu i tamo kroz njegove pesme provejava jedan vrlo zanimljiv politički angažman. Ovog puta on je posvećen rokerskoj mitologiji. Slušamo Grega Copelanda u numeri koja se zove For Lou Reed sa albuma The Tango Bar. Chainsaw cord cutting his path
calm as a crime scene before the aftermath. Sniper's voice, 3D guitar, strict and indifferent, full-blown superstar. Full-blown superstar.
Duga.
What did you do there? A lot of things I'll never have none of. Where you go from here? Better days than these were made of. I believe in the power of love, if you're counting, I'm one. Hey there. Hey, I've been a little down, but I'm better now. Better now.
bio Greg Copeland zajedno sa pevačicom Kaitlyn Canty. Čuli smo ga u numeri Better Now sa njegovog albuma Tango Bar. Pre toga smo čuli njegovu pesmu For Lou Reed sa tog istog albuma. Rekao smo već da je Greg Copeland nekako povezan sa muzikom sastava Velvet Underground, jer je već sarađivao sa Nico i potiče iz tog miljea, a takođe je njegova muzika i on sam povezan je sa Jacksonom Brownom, čuvenim i legendarnim, rekao bih, kalifornijskim trubadurom. Emisiju ćemo nastaviti uz jednu zanimljivu rokersku ličnost. Radi se o liku koji se zove Will Kimbrough. On je ovih dana izdao album Spring Break, sa koga ćemo čuti pesmu The Late Great John Prine Blues. To je još jedna u nizu pesama posvećenih Johnu Prineu, koji nas je u ovo korona vreme napustio. A svi su u tom trenutku kada je John Prine otišao sa ovog sveta prepoznali njegove pesme i na ovaj ili onaj način se odnose prema njima. Will Kimbrough je čovjek koji je u toku karijere sarađivao sa Johnom Prineom, bio je veoma aktivan u njegovoj kompaniji Oh Boy i evo napisao je jednu pesmu za ovog sjajnog rock trubadura bez koga smo ostali pre nekoliko meseci. Također je pevačica Gideon Welch verovatno najcenjenije ime u ovoj vrsti muzike koju večeras prezentujemo u Neonskoj dugi na Radio Beogradu 2, je snimila album All the Good Times sa Daveom Rawlingsom, svojim stalnim saradnikom, i na tom albumu se našla i njena verzija pesme Johna Prina Halloween There. To ćemo vam takođe emitovati, ali pre nego što Gideon Welch zapeva, slušamo Willa Kimbrougha. Njegova pesma se zove The Late Great John Prine Blues.
Faces lit up by their screens, play confined unknown. Pollen covered Chevrolets parked in their driveway home. Waiting for the word to come, waiting on the news. Weren't no way to know I'd have the late great John Prine blues. Darkness fell on Nashville, everyone awoke. For all my life, I told my wife this has to be a joke. Three women way out on the ledge, one shouted, what's the use? The Keenan cried a Galway song, the late great John Prine blues. A 50-year-old man can hardly sleep till 4:30. His daughter's up all night and his wife sweetly, softly snores. While a madman make the goddamn plans, it's mostly just a bore. I'm not going anywhere for weeks and weeks and probably more. By day we keep apart 6 feet, all night we closely watch. While in the dark our dead dogs bark and take it up a notch. Don't bother adding up the debt, son, don't lose. And ain't nobody dancing to the late great John Prine blues. Greatness comes but once inside a very long, long while. And in his case, the greatness was the man himself. His smile could light the whole wide world, and his songs would still the room. Handsome Johnny's coming home, late great John Prine blues. Going down to the bottom, got to smoke him if you got a message. Late great John Prine
Neonska duga.
Had an apartment in the city. Me and Loretta like living there. It'd been years since the kids had grown. Life for the
bila ovo Gillian Welch sa njenog albuma All the Good Times, koji je izašao nedavno. Čuli smo njenu verziju pesme Halloween Dare, to je pesma Johna Prajna, a pre toga smo čuli i Willa Kimbrugha, koji je napisao pesmu posvećenu Johnu Prajnu, koja se zove The Late Great John Prine Blues, sa njegovog najnovijeg albuma. I rekao smo da je Will Kimbrugh tokom karijere sarađivao vrlo tesno sa Johnom Prajnom. Ovo je specijalno izdanje Neonske duge na Radio Beogradu 2, akustična verzija Neonske duge, unplugged, što bi se reklo, i u tom smislu ćemo i da nastavimo. Čućemo Kurta Vajla još jednom u Neonskoj dugi, ovog puta zajedno sa Johnom Prajnom sa albuma Speed Sound Lonely KV, to je ta EP ploča koju je Kurt Vajl nedavno izdao. Na njoj se nalazi jedan snimak koji je Kurt Vajl napravio sa Johnom Prajnom. Radi se o numeri How Lucky, koja se originalno nalazi na Prajnovom albumu Pink Cadillac. Odmah potom slušamo i sastav Kalifon, zapravo grupu koju predvodi Tim Rutili, koji su takođe u ovo doba pandemije u kućnim uslovima snimili jedan single na čijoj A strani se nalazi Prajnova pesma Crazy as a Loon, a na B strani numera Needle in the Hay, to je pesma Eliota Smitha sa njegovog prvog, odnosno albuma koje je učinio Eliota Smitha poznatim. To je ono što nam sledi u narodnom segmentu, znači fina akustična muzika obeležena sjajnim pesmama čiji su autori John Prine i Eliot Smith. Prva numera je How Lucky, u kojoj se kao specijalni gost Kurta Vajla pojavlja i sam John Prine. Ovo je How Lucky.
One, two, one, two, three. Today I walk down the street I used to wander. Yeah, shook my hand and made myself a bet. But there was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? My shoes and a hum from the rearview mirror. Bronzed admiration in a blind spot of regret. There was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky I can't want. Down the street I used to wander. Yeah, scratched my head and lit my cigarette. But there was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? I walked down the street I used to wander. Yeah, shook my hand and made myself a bet. But there was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky I can one man get. Hey, how lucky I can one man get. Hey, lucky can one man get.
Balkanska duga.
Back before I was a movie star, straight off of the farm, I had a picture of another man's wife tattooed on my arm. With a pack of Camel cigarettes in the sleeve of my t-shirt, I'm headed out to Hollywood just to have my feelings hurt. That town will make you crazy, just get a little time. You'll be walking round in circles down at Hollywood and Vine. You'll be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a broom. Yes, that town will make you crazy, crazy as a loon. So I headed down to Nashville to become a country star. Every night you'd find me hanging at every honky-tonk and bar. Pretty soon I met a woman, pretty soon she done me wrong. Pretty soon my life got sadder than any country song. Gathered up my savvy, bought myself a business suit, headed up to New York City, where a man can make some loot. I got hired Monday morning, downsized that afternoon, overcome with grief that evening, and now I'm crazy as a loon. So I'm up here in the North Woods, just staring at a lake, wondering just exactly how much they think a man can take. I eat fish to pass the time away beneath this blue Canadian moon. This old world has made me crazy, crazy as a loon. Lord, this world will make you crazy, crazy as a loon.
What you've come to expect. needle in the head, needle in the head, needle in the head, needle in the head.
He's wearing your clothes, head down to toes, a reaction. Sometimes they just get caught in the eye, you're pulling them through.
Needle in the head.
Bio Tim Rutili pod svojim pseudonimom Kalifon, izdao je single na čijoj se B strani našla pesma Needle in the Hay. To je pesma Eliota Smitha sa njegovog albuma Eliot Smith iz 1995. godine, koja se upravo završila. Pre toga smo čuli kako Tim Rutili izvodi numeru Crazy as a Loon. To je pesma koju je John Prine napisao zajedno sa Petom McLaughlinom i snimio na svom albumu Fair and Square. I naravno čuli smo i Kurta Vajla, koji je otpeo pesmu How Lucky uz veliku pomoć njenog autora Johna Prina, tako da ceo ovaj segment koji se upravo završio je na neki način bio povezan sa Johnom Prinom. To je jedan od najvećih autora popularnih pesama koji nas je nažalost napustio jer je korona bila fatalna za njega. Emisiju ćemo nastaviti uz Bonnie Whitmore, to je pevačica iz Teksasa koju prvi put slušamo u emisiji Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Sa njenog novog albuma Last Will and Testament čućemo njenu verziju pesme Flashes and Cables. To je numera koju je napisao Will Johnson, koji predvodi sastav Centromatic. Verovatno znate da je, recimo, Patterson Hood, lider sastava Drive by Truckers, jedan od najvećih fanova grupe Centromatic, i da tvrdi da je to najbolji američki bend koji je svirao ovu muziku u posljednje vreme. na albumu Flashes and Cables, to je jedan EP, su Centromatic snimili ovu pesmu koja je inspirisala i Bonnie Whitmore, koja je sa svoje strane privukla veliku pažnju jer su sve pesme na ovom albumu zaista fantastične, a glavni autor svih tih pesama je bila sama Bonnie Whitmore. Ovo je jedini takozvani cover koji se nalazi na toj ploči. Slušamo znači numeru koja se zove Flashes and Cables Willa Johnsona u verziji pevačice Bonnie Whitmore, koja prvi put nastupa u ovoj našoj emisiji.
If we found the time, if we found the merriment, if we found the words and scratch them in new cement, but those days are gone. Got only pictures now. Rotary wheel, some leftover shotgun shells.
Nobody told us. Leftover shotgun shells.
Nobody told us the bastards were here, or the rogues and the scoundrels shedding their tears. No, nobody told.
The area.
Čuli smo sastav Centromatic sa njihovog albuma Flashes and Cables, čuli smo naslovnu numeru i pre toga isto tu pesmu u izvođenju Bonnie Whitmore, pevačice koja po prvi put nastupa u našoj emisiji, koja je svojim albumom Last Will and Testament privukla zaista veliku pažnju rock kritike i ne samo pažnju, nego i onako dobila velike pohvale za tu ploču. A mi ćemo nastaviti uz jednu zaista veoma zanimljivu ličnost. Radi se o pevačici Diana Jones, to je njeno ime. Diana Jones je zanimljiva zbog toga što ona i dalje pokušava da kroz svoju muziku i svojim pesmama plasira i neke vrlo onako radikalne, rekao bih, političke poruke i mislim da u tome potpuno uspeva. Sa njenog novog albuma Song to Refugee, koji je inače posvećen izbjeglicama i opšte se bavi tom problematikom, čućemo pesmu We Believe in You, u kojoj se pored Diana Jones pojavljuju i Richard Thompson i Steve Earle. I eto, na taj način ćemo vam po prvi put u emisiji Neonskog duga predstaviti ovu zanimljivu rockersku ličnost, a odmah potom slušamo i Sema Amidona, koji ovih dana ima novi album. Znamo već Sema Amidona po njegovim zanimljivim folk pločama. Ovog puta je on snimio ploču koja se inače zove Sem Amidona, na kojoj se nalaze njegove verzije zanimljivih tradicionalnih folkerskih tema. Jedna od tih tema je i numera Maggie, koju mnogi znaju pod imenom Little Maggie, i čak Bob Dylan je na svom jednom albumu snimio svoju verziju ove pesme, a mi ćemo u večerasnjem izdanju Neonske duge čuti kako Sam Amidon izvodi tu numeru. Ali pre nego što on zapeva, slušamo, evo, po prvi put u Neonskoj dugi i sa dužnim poštovanjem vam skrećemo pažnju na tu devojku, ona se zove Diana Jones, sa njenog albuma Song to a Refugee slušamo pesmu We Believe in You, u kojoj se pored Diana Jones pojavljuju i Richard Thompson i Steve Earle. Ovo je Diana Jones.
I believe your eyes are tired of crying, all the reasons you say you came here for. I believe you lost your mother and your father, and there ain't no sleeping on the concrete floor.
I believe the gang said they would kill you. I believe they killed your child and your wife. In the end, there was no one left to save you. I believe you were running for your life. I believe you. I believe.
I believe you were starving in the desert. All the water had been poured out on the ground. I believe you had no voice. I believe you had no choice when everything you love was burning down. And I believe you. I believe you. I believe.
You don't know where you are. We believe in you. We believe in you.
We believe you came here for a sign.
We believe you want to live in peace.
We believe you did what we all would do. There's no difference between you and me. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you.
Neonska duga. Rock and roll magazin.
Bio Sam Avidon sa njegovog albuma koji se također zove Sam Avidon. Čuli smo njegovu verziju pesme Little Maggie, ovog puta se zove samo Maggie, i pre toga smo čuli Dianu Jones u numeru We Believe You sa njenog albuma Song to Refugee. Rekao smo već da je Diana Jones jedna zaista neobična ličnost na aktualnoj sceni i devojka koja zaslužuje onako veliko poštovanje zbog svoje jako angažovane muzike. Ona još uvek pokušava da kroz muziku plasira neke vrlo zanimljive političke i društvene ideje. I sad smo došli do nečeg što je zaista prava ekstravaganca, do dua koji se zove Gunn Trusinski duo. Steve Gunn je u tom bendu zajedno sa bubnjarem Johnom Trusinskim. Oni snimaju neku muziku koja može da bude onako improvizatorska muzika. Kao osnova te muzike je u svakom slučaju folk muzika i odavde se kreću jednu neobičnu muzičku avanturu. Steve Gunn je čovjek o kome smo govorili u našoj emisiji od 11. oktobra ove godine. čovjek na koga je veliku pažnju u rockerskom svetu skrenula Lucinda Williams, i on u svim tim svojim aktivnostima ima i ovaj duo koji pravi sa Johnom Trusinskim. Vrlo neobična i vrlo onako radikalna muzika se nalazi na njihovom novom albumu Sound Keeper. Čućemo ih u pesmi For Eddie Hazel. Eddie Hazel je naravno čuveni gitarista koji je delao u okviru sastava Funkadelic i snimio možda jednu od najboljih gitarističkih deonica u rock muzici, mislim na njegovu svirku u pesmi Maggot Brain sastava Funkadelic. Čućemo kako Guns Rosinski duo izvodi pesmu For Eddie Hazel sa albuma Sound Keeper. We'll be right back. Bili su ovo Steve Gunn i John Trusinski kao Gunn-Trusinski duo u numeri For Eddie Hazel sa njihovog albuma Soundkeeper. I tako dođe smo do kraja naše večerašnje emisije koja je bila Unplugged izdanje Neonske duge. Akustična muzika manje više u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge. Za sam kraj odabrali smo numeru koju smo već spominjali. To je legendarna rock pesma Maggot Brain u izvedenju sastava Funkadelic u kojoj nastupa Eddie Hazel na gitari, koja je malo prespomenut u naslovu ove pesme koju su vam izveli Gunn-Trusinski duo. Kažu da je George Clinton rekao Eddie Hazelu kad su počeli da snimaju ovu pesmu, rekao mu je sviraj kao da su ti javili da ti je majka umrla. I tako je nastala ta legendarna numera, to legendarno solo koje traje desetak minuta, koje je odsvirao Eddie Hazel. To je za kraj naše večerašnje emisije, u kojoj su mi glavni saradnici bili Rada Ćorović kao organizator i ton majstor Goran Ivković. I to bi bilo to što smo vam za večera spremili. Ovo su Funkadelic, pesma se zove Maggot Brain. Laku noć, prijatno.